What are some things that you should be avoiding doing, and what should you actually be doing if you're feeling kind of down about your ex or your breakup? That's what we're going to be talking about in this video. Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life. I know that breakups can be really hard for a lot of people. I mean, trust me, I've been there myself. I've told you my whole story about the on-again, off-again relationship that I had with my big ex. And I know that there are those days that you can have where things just don't seem to be going right for you, where things just don't seem to be going well, you're just feeling bad, you're feeling down, all of that. Here are some things that you should not be doing when you're in this state of mind. Because, you know, you are just gonna have a normal human reaction to a breakup, right? This is someone who is important to you, your partner, and now the two of you are apart. You're naturally going to have some feelings that come up, feelings of sadness, loss, regret, etc., especially if this breakup was somewhat recently. But the first thing you want to avoid doing is spying on them. I know that we all have social media accounts these days, and I know that it's really tempting to just check up on how they're doing, see if they're seeing anyone, see what they're up to, all that sort of stuff. And I'm sure maybe on some level you might feel good to know that they're listening to depressing songs on Spotify or something like that. But I wouldn't recommend that you go out of your way to spy on them. I wouldn't recommend that you do it in general, but especially not if you're in a bad mood, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling sad or depressed or something like that. There's very little upside to actually doing this. You're much more likely to actually see something that's going to cause you to feel worse. Okay, and I don't want you to feel worse, especially if you're in an emotionally vulnerable state right now. It is possible you might discover, oh, hey, I'm seeing someone new. Oh, hey, I went out and I was flirting with this person. You don't need to be seeing that stuff, especially if you're in a bad mood. What you need to be doing is focusing on yourself currently, but we'll get more to that a little bit later. But spying on them, that's the number one thing you don't want to do. Number two is seeking validation from them in some sort of way. You know, this comes across as, you know, maybe sending those messages where it's like, you know, hey, I'm, where you're just kind of like fishing for some sort of validation that your relationship meant something to them, or that you're important to them, or something like that. Number one, if you want to get back together, it's probably not going to help your case too much to do that. But number two, it also just reinforces the idea that you're not able to take care of your own emotional state yourself, and that you're requiring someone else outside of you to say, you know, yeah, hey, trust me, you're a good person, you're valuable, you're worthwhile, you're worthy of love, or something like that. I hope that you know that you are worthy of love, regardless of whatever anyone else says. You do deserve to be loved for the person that you are. The third thing is overthinking. You don't want to overthink things with your ex, overanalyze them, ruminate over things that happened in the past, things that might happen in the future, etc., because that's just playing into an emotional state of insecurity or anxiety or something like that. We'll get into more of this in a bit, but that's definitely not where you want to be, and in fact, that can make things a lot worse. And basically, number four, a thing number four that you don't want to do is basically play into any emotional state or anything else that'll cause you to feel worse about things. Now, how do you do this? Because, you know, basically there's two things to all of this. There's like the objective facts of what happened. Like, we were in a relationship, she called me up and said, I don't want to be in a relationship with you anymore, and we are now broken up. Those are objective facts. But then on top of that, we can add stories or meaning that may not even necessarily be there. Like, she broke up with me, that means that I'm not worthy of love. She broke up with me, that means that, you know, I'm not an attractive person. Things like that. She broke up with me. If she really cared, she would have tried harder. These are just extra stories that we add on top that agitate things further and potentially cause us to play into emotions that we don't want to experience more. And so this brings us to the point where we actually talk about what you could be doing instead. The first thing is you need to realize that your emotions are, in a lot of respects, a habit, or even, dare I say, an addiction that you have. You know, we all have a full spectrum of emotions, of course. You know, we're gonna feel what we're gonna feel. If someone breaks up with you, it's totally understandable that you feel sad or something like that. But I don't want you to get stuck in that place where you're feeling sad. Like, we're all gonna feel pretty much everything. We're gonna feel happy at times, we're going to feel content at times, we're going to feel scared at times, we're going to feel anxious at times, we're going to feel miserable at times, we're going to feel angry, frustrated, we're going to feel the whole human spectrum. But many times we take in certain emotions, we experience emotions, and we sort of memorize them, turn them into a habit, or basically form a sort of even addiction to those emotions. And when this happens, we start to live our life embodied as a certain emotion. Let me break this down a little bit more. So how I used to live my life was from a place of anxiety. That was my habitual emotion. That was my sort of emotional addiction that I had at the time. I would consciously or unconsciously find things to feel anxious about because I was almost addicted to that emotion of anxiety. I sort of needed to feel that sense of anxiety to kind of feel myself, if you know what I meant. This would cause me to find things to feel anxious about. I would say, oh, well, you know, she didn't respond to me as quickly as I would have liked her to. What does that mean? Does that mean that she doesn't care? Oh, maybe it does. Oh, maybe she doesn't care because I'm not good enough. Oh, maybe she doesn't care because I'm not attractive enough. Oh, do I have the right body? Is it because I'm half Asian and half Caucasian and I don't really fit into any sort of box, so I'm kind of a weirdo? There were all of these things that I could have felt anxious about if I just let myself go down that rabbit hole. But the truth is that anxiety is a totally normal emotion that you should experience in healthy times, in a healthy amount, but you don't have to embody it as you move forward throughout your day-to-day life. And so that's where we need to start by saying, you know, what emotions are you playing into when you're in this state? Are you playing into emotions that might sort of reaffirm a habitual emotion that you have that, you know, hey, I'm not okay as the person that I am. I feel insecure. I'm not okay. Or maybe it causes you to, maybe like me, it's anxiety, or maybe it's something else. Maybe it's anger or frustration or something else. Just be mindful of that. And then the next thing I want you to do is to unlearn these feelings that are not particularly resourceful for you, okay? Unlearn what you don't want. That's to say, break the habit of that emotion that you might be addicted to, or if you don't want to go that strongly, that you may have become habituated to. So if it's anxiety, start to unlearn anxiety and start to consciously replace it by something that you do want to experience. So you might say, okay, I want to experience wholeness. I want to experience self-expression. I want to experience, love, compassion, whatever it might be. You know, you get to choose whatever it is. And then start to memorize that feeling, embody that feeling, and then bring that to you into your day-to-day life. Of course, that's the real challenge, is to bring it to you in your day-to-day life. It's easy to do that in practice when you're by yourself, but the rubber is going to meet the road, as they say, in your day-to-day life. That's really the big thing here, is when you're in a bad emotional place, you want to avoid doing things that are going to play into these negative emotions and consciously choose to release that negative emotion that you might be embodying, that you might be addicted to or habituated to, and then consciously choose to move into something much more powerful than that. That's something that we go into inside of our Commit course. If you're interested in that, the best thing that you can do is to sign up for our Facebook group called Embodied Love. There's a link to it down below in the description. You know, if it's right for you, cool. If not, no worries. That's really what you want to do through all of this. So anyway, I hope that helps you out. Take care, and I'll talk to you in the next video.